Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We have a couple of events coming up locally in the next week that folks might be interested in attending. First of all, ISU Extension and the University of Nebraska are teaming up to offer a feedlot roundtable session at 6 Iowa locations via web on Thursday, the 21st of February, from 12:45 to 3:45. The local host site is the ISU Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. If you're interested in registering for this session, you can contact the research farm at 712-769-2600 or email Chris Clark at cclark@iastate.edu to get registered. They are asking that you register by Tuesday, the 19th of February, so proceedings and refreshments can be provided, and there will also be a fee of $10 payable at the door. The program will feature Dr. Temple Grandin presenting from a live location in Nebraska. She will discuss animal welfare challenges for the beef feedlot industry. Dr. Stephen Kuntz from Colorado State University will discuss the market outlook and issues related to formula pricing for fed cattle via a recorded session. In the afternoon, we'll wrap up with an overview of research and projects related to the beef feedlot industry at Iowa State University by Dr. Dan Loy and Stephanie Hansen presenting from the ISU campus. For more information, you can contact the Armstrong Research Farm, or you can also give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, and we can give you more information on how to register for that session. Again, a beef feedlot roundtable session happening at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm just west of Lewis next Thursday, the 21st of February, from 12:45 to 3:45 p.m. Also coming up next week is the annual Boots to Heels Conference for Rural Women. That's happening all day Saturday, the 23rd of February. Registration begins at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the last breakout session will wrap up about 3 p.m. Registration for the entire day, including all keynote speakers, breakout sessions, breakfast, lunch, dessert, and materials, is $30 if postmarked by this Friday, the 15th of February. You can download a registration form on the Cass County Extension website or pick one up at the Cass County Extension office if you don't have one. You can also register after that date, or you can register at the door for a $35 fee. The conference will start off with keynote speaker Susie O from Missouri talking about kids, crops, cows, and sows. Life happens, learn to bounce. Encouraging people to laugh at life while learning from their mistakes and learning from challenges in life. There is also 12 unique topics being presented during four breakout workshops, including financial planning, health and nutrition, sustainable gardening, hands-on crafting, and more. Over lunch, a representative from Western Iowa Tourism will also be discussing hot spots in Southwest Iowa for day trips and short family vacations. Again, that's the Boots to Heels Conference for Rural Women on Saturday, February 23rd at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. To get the early registration discount and make sure we get you counted in the meal count, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office and get your registrations in by this Friday, the 15th of February. Also, this time of year, the sun starts to come out and people start looking forward to gardening in the spring. If you're considering gardening, you may want to look at starting seeds indoors to get a jump start on your growing season. If you're considering starting seedlings indoors, you should make sure that your germination medium is a lightweight, porous-free of pathogens. Some excellent seed starting media would include commonly prepared soilless mixes such as a Jiffy mix, and make sure you're using a high-quality, well-drained potting mix when you transplant those seedlings into individual pots or cell packs as well. Various types of containers will work to both germinate and grow these transplants. You can purchase flats, trays, cell packs, pots, compressed peat pellets, or other commercial products. You can also use cut-off milk cartons or plastic jugs, paper cups, and egg cartons to start seeds at home. Previously used flats, trays, and pots should be cleaned and disinfected before use if you've used them in previous years. You want to make sure to wash the containers in soapy water and disinfect them in a solution of one part chlorine bleach to 9 parts water. And make sure you're also punching holes in the bottom of these milk cartons, jugs, and paper cups to allow for drainage of the started seedlings. There is a list available on the ISU Extension website of good sources to purchase flower and vegetable seeds online. And there is also usually a very good variety of flower and vegetable seeds at your local home garden centers and other local retailers. Most seeds do germinate best when the medium temperature is consistently 70 to 75 degrees. Placing your containers in a warm location, such as on top of a radiator or near a heat register, usually works fine. If you must place your seedlings in a cool environment, you may want to consider electric heating cables or mats to ensure that the medium remains at that recommended temperature. You can use a standard fluorescent shop fixture containing 240-watt tubes to provide sufficient light to grow your seedlings indoors. For best results, make sure you have one cool white and one warm white tube in each fixture, and that make sure the fluorescent lights are no more than 4 to 6 inches above the seedlings. The lights should be on for 12 to 14 hours each day to make sure that the seedlings germinate properly. For more information on upcoming events at Cass County Extension, or for more information on yard and garden topics, you can always check us out online at Cass County Extension Office. Just Google Cass County ISU Extension. You can also stop in and see us, 805 West 10th Street, right on the fairgrounds in Atlantic, or give us a call at 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.